That's 0405 LPG LPG. Online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
This used to be in every car. A little lever on the dash. Left for cold air. Right for hot air. But no matter how many times Jenny slides it from left to right, the car's just as cold. And no matter how many nights her and her mum sleep in this car, it's just as uncomfortable. For every person you see sleeping on the streets, there are 13 more you don't see. So donate to the Red Shield Appeal today at salvationarmy.org.au to help the Salvos leave no one in need. Station sponsor.
Hi, this is Dominic from The Hit Mix Show, Monday 2 to 4pm. The Hit Mix Show is all about top hits, classic dance tracks and Italian music right across the decades, mixed with interviews and reviews. Why not tune in every Monday from 2 to 4pm on Alive 90.5 with Dominic.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Emily Minney. New South Wales will enforce a lockdown for four inner and eastern Sydney council areas as the state records 22 new local cases of COVID-19. Three of those are under investigation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has issued the stay-at-home orders for people living or working in Woollahra, Waverley, Randwick and the City of Sydney council areas. The lockdown will come into force from tonight. Ms Berejiklian has not ruled out extending the lockdown area.
Every day we get data, every day we look at situations. If there's a sudden turnaround and there's a massive improvement, well then health will provide us advice accordingly. If the opposite occurs, health will provide us advice accordingly. We always make decisions based on the health advice.
In other developments, Victoria has received the green light to construct a purpose-built quarantine facility after months of political bickering on the need for such a facility. The centre will be built in Melbourne's north and will have a 1,000-bed capacity. It will open when 500 of those beds become available. Liberal frontbencher Dan Tehan told the ABC similar deals are being considered in other jurisdictions, including Queensland and Western Australia.
One of the key considerations is that these quarantine facilities be near hospitals, so if anyone has the virus, they can get the care that they need, and those discussions obviously continue.
Meanwhile, Federal Labor's Jim Chalmers has criticised the decision, saying it has come too late.
It's been obvious to the rest of us for some time now that we need these quarantine sites built. It's been 16 months now. The Prime Minister's been dragging his feet, chasing headlines and playing politics.
There are reports a number of Australians may have been in a Florida residential tower when it collapsed overnight. Rescue crews are combing through rubble for anyone who may have survived the pre-dawn collapse of part of the oceanfront residential tower in Miami. Officials are reporting at least one person was found dead and nearly 100 more are missing. The Australian Embassy has not confirmed any casualties at this stage. A court has heard war veteran Ben Robert Smith's defamation trial has been thrown into chaos by state border restrictions and the rapidly evolving COVID-19 situation. Mr. Robert Smith is in the witness box for an 11th day at the federal court trial where he's suing three newspapers over claims of war crimes, murder and bullying in Afghanistan. The media outlet's barrister, Nicholas Owens SC, told the trial that its plans to call certain witnesses next week had descended into chaos due to state border restrictions prompted by coronavirus concerns. Mr. Owens says it is a very complex and difficult set of circumstances that was rapidly evolving and meant the respondents would have to change witnesses they planned to call next week. To sport, AFL boss Gillon McLachlan has told Nine Radio the latest COVID-19 outbreaks have cost the league around $15 million over the past 3 weeks. With a surge of cases in New South Wales coming on top of a lockdown in Melbourne, he says it's been a scramble to relocate teams and games.
It's very expensive, but it's certainly, you know, that's right now the only option. That's the world we're living in.
Crowd sizes have also been heavily impacted by restrictions, with fans capped at 25,000 at the MCG and Marvel Stadium this weekend.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 5 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And currently we're sitting at 19 and a half degrees. It's a warm day out there. I love the sun that we got going on. Tops of 19 today as well, sunny day. Tomorrow, tops of 18 degrees, mostly sunny, and 17, it's going to be tops on Sunday.
Are you sure?
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Blacksmiths, Pacific Highway at Turia Street. There's been a car breakdown. One of two northbound lanes are closed. In Beckham, Newell Highway near Beckham Road, there's been some water like on the road, traffic affected in both directions. You want to exercise caution and reduce the speed around there.
Welcome back to the studio, Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Matt, he just surprised me now with the weather. I'm just still not in my head. It's going to be very sunny, but don't worry. He just wear the winter jackets. And as well, as you heard on the news, since it's been imposed a full lockdown on 7 days, so please check the social media or your local council on the newsouthwaleshealth.gov, and please check, whether your council being affected, and, just comply, because this virus is very dangerous and we need to stay home and live our lives, preventing the other ones being infected as well. We had two new apprentices in the studio, Matt.
We do.
Yeah, like the Dennis Ansley from the board of the Law 90.5, he just brings us the people from the school. So, gents, what's your name?
Fred.
And you?
Isaac.
From what school you are?
Oakley College.
Oakley College, eh? Yeah. Okay. Why radio, guys?
Why radio? We're on work placement right now.
Okay. That's a good one.
Work placement.
Okay, so we have the many young people who want to join the radio. The radio is for the old people, but it's always good, for the increasing your chances to be heard, to be seen, because, you never know. The girls, the fame, the glory, the Porsche,
That's
well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to our guest in the studio. Thanks to Matt Caruana, we have today a true expert, somebody who knows who talks about, and he doesn't glorify himself in a respect like many business coaches, me, and we are very grateful. This radio show, it is about giving the people the tips, insights, advice, how to be better, how to feel happier, how to achieve their goals. So we disregard the two rebels in the studio from the Oakley High School. And now they're not listening, they're just looking at our guest. So we spoke about something before we go to break, why we are limiting ourselves and why we are not achieving the goals. And you spoke about invisible list in the head, like you, in my example, the health, the finance, and then my son. So the question I do have for you, why we are changing the shift now to think positive? I mean, escaping from the clutches of society, being, orientated by society.
Sure. Can you...
No, I can't.
Rephrase that question just...
Okay.
Okay.
So you didn't understand the question.
I did. There's three ways I can go here, so I just want to be...
Okay, I say from my experience again, I'm 40 years old, I'm a senior citizen, and I've been conditioned all my life, which I understood that word conditioning in quite late in my life, that what does that mean, conditioning? By parents, by society, and everything else. And I know, in my example, 2010, and between 2010 and 2014, my life spiraled out of control. And instead of reaching for what I already have inside of myself, think positive, and educate yourself, whatever tools we have, all of available free tools from social media. Matt Caruana shares his thoughts. I didn't think positive. Why was it so hard for me to think positive, not just for me, but people to think positive? And somehow we are now adopting ourselves, adjusting ourselves to reach that inside of ourselves to be positive.
Sure. So contrast is the nature of existence, right? So, you can't expect, there's always summer, there's winter, and between summer and winter, there's autumn and spring. And that's kind of like the cycles of your life. So if I take it back to where we started talking about, the start of your life, you are curious, you're hungry, you want to explore, then you go to school and you're taught to be less of who you are and to be more of who you should be. Now,
what you should be.
What you should be, right? Which is like, as in you should be this, you know, you should be good at this, you should be doing all these things. Now, the first half of your life is spent trying to be who you're not. And the second half of your life, often, after you've made the switch, some people never make the switch, but there's some point where you're like, something's got to change. And then you start unlearning. It's about being less of who you believe you have to be and then start being more of who you've been all along. But I believe that point comes at different times for different people. Mario, you said earlier that if we'd met 10 years ago and...
bury you alive.
You'd bury me alive.
Yeah, I would. I'm not lying to you. Like, I will tell you to... You know, I can't say freely on the radio. I mean, very decent person, Matt knows. I don't swear a lot, you know, maybe 100 swears per minute. But the thing is, if somebody told me this, and I always come back to the one point, I think the life sort of pans things in front of you, but you don't see it, you ignore it. But I know that one crucial thing in my life was, and my marriage was falling apart, you know, my son was become very ill. But I ignore all this, you know, it's all about me. It's all about me and everybody else's fault. Even Matt Caruana, I didn't meet him, it's 10 years ago, but it was his fault, right? But then somehow I walk into library and I, you know, I'm not a guy who loves to read very much books. Unfortunately, I need to know, take this back because I'm the book writer. But anyway, one book, it's called You Can Do It, you know, from among all these books in a library in Rowsley Shopping Center, right? And say, you can do it. What? You know, I'm going, you know, it's like I read that one. And I hated that book for 3 days after I read, you know, because you can do it. And he explained very simple. Autopilot, you mentioned, Matt, before, how we live in autopilot and we need to do some things in life. And then I start digging even more. But, you know, if you come to me and say, Mario, you see, it's hard. And I understand. I'll crush you for that one, what you said. Secondly, what do you know about me, you know what I mean? And everybody's fault, not mine. I couldn't see that positivity because I was, not subconsciously, I'll lie now, but I saw my father, which, you know, I wasn't in a good relationship with him, but I heard these words in my head, you're nothing. You know, it continues on my life. It was like, literally, that was a top sadistic person. But always he told me, you just finished primary school and become the cleaner, you know, street cleaner, whatever it's called. It's like, I felt that way. That I literally becoming what he prophesied for me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't read out this one. That the point that I ignore, you know, I mean, my wife then, you know, my son and everybody else, and I was just like, hated, you know what I mean? Hate. So that's what I would say to you. Not so nice words for the on air.
And mate, you know, the beautiful thing is that if we'd met 10 years ago, it would have only been if you would have been ready for something. You never get something in life that you're not ready for, and you always get what you're prepared to handle. Now, it's not about positivity. Mm. It's an invitation to change. If I had met you 10 years ago and we had a conversation, and for us to even go to that point where we would get to that depth, there would have been a connection that we would have started. We would have started talking. We would have got to a point where I would have been like, right, we're having the real conversation, Mario. This is what I'm going to say to you. Now, at that point, we would have only gotten to that point if you were ready to have that conversation. Now, one of two things could have happened. I could have said that and you could have been like, no, I'm rejecting this, but you can't unhear it. It's in you now. Whether that sinks in 5 years, 10 years down the track, it's there. You can't become unaware of it. Just like you said, you were seated by who you had to be through your father. That's there, right? It's there, like once.
Yes, yes.
Right? So all I can ever be, all we are, all opportunities are, they're an invitation to change. For example, if I'm working with somebody, I don't do objection handling. All I do is when I work with people, I have a conversation with them. And if we're connecting, I say to them, look, I've had a great conversation with you. I know you have a vision. You know exactly, you know, where you want to go. You're acknowledging what's in the way and you're willing to invest your time and energy in this conversation. So I want to invite you to have a deeper conversation. Would you like that? And the conversation is just about adding value, right? Now, what am I doing? I'm inviting them. And that's exactly what situations in your life are. They are invitation to change. But that's a choice you must make. And this is where I was going back to the pandemic. No one's coming to save you. You have to realize, am I going to step inwards to what I value and take a chance? Or am I going to live by somebody else's standards? And it's not about positivity or negativity. You know, like positive and negative is relative. every situation is an opportunity. It's an invitation to change, and you must make the conscious choice to take that step. Nobody can make that for you. That's a choice that we all get to make. And for every single person, it just comes at a different time.
Matt, when you talk to the you know, in schools and all these kids, you know, I mean, about suicide and everything else, what do you, when you see in them, do you see they're ready to change? Do you see like, okay, I'll let them go back. We don't know if somebody has a suicidal thoughts, you know, we are not have the crystal ball, the clairvoyance or whatever it is, but pretty sure you can recognize some guys or girls, you know, they have some doubts. Do you think that they're ready to change when they're talking to you, or they're going to change at some different point of time?
The very fact that they approach me one-on-one afterwards and share with me and then say to me, Matt, you're the first person I've ever sharing this to, which I get quite often, that's them saying, I'm wanting something different. I'm ready for a step in another direction, because what's currently going for them isn't quite working. So they've gone and approached me. They've connected with my story. They think, all right, well, maybe there is a way. Maybe I don't have to feel like this. I don't actually want to feel like this. Wow, he can do it. Maybe I can. So they've had a thought saying it can be different. So they go out and they took a step that was different for them.
Yeah.
Which is going to create a different outcome. So are they ready? I believe they're ready for something. Mm. They're ready for change.
Mm.
When they approach me. Now, how much they want to actually go about implementing the changes in their life and the necessary steps, that's another thing. But it's that first step that's the hardest and most crucial step, is the addressing, is the going within. Because you need to know yourself to be able to talk about yourself.
Mm.
You need to be able to be able to know thyself I believe it's the single most powerful point. And that's what they are doing.
Well, so, I like, you know, I like to ask our guests in studio, you know, some questions. So, say again. Sorry, your name?
Fred.
Fred. How old are you, Fred?
I'm 16.
16, Fred. So, what do you see as the biggest challenge of 16 years old now?
It's the stress of school. And the stress that society puts on you.
Can you share this a little bit more with us?
Like HSE. HSE is this big thing that society keeps on pushing you towards. If you don't do well in that, then it's like your life's completely like done.
Kumar, what do you think of what Fred was saying?
So what do you enjoy doing?
Playing soccer, socializing with friends, and
awesome. So the thing that I just want to bring to your awareness, I just firstly want to let you know that even if, and I'm not encouraging you to screw up your HSC, but even if...
Do not say that.
I'm just saying, even if...
Yes?
Even if you didn't do... let me just rephrase this. So Forbes actually did a test. They got the world's richest people, right? They got the world's richest people and they put them in two categories. One, people that had been to university, and the other group of people who'd never been to university.
Yeah.
Right? Now, what does everybody tell you? You got to succeed. You got to go to uni. Look, I've been to uni. But I can tell you now that the biggest thing that I learned, it wasn't about the qualification. It was about, you know, going through and committing to something and coming out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All the careers that I've worked in, you know, people that have been my bosses, you know, they've been in accounting, but they've got an IT degree, you know. People that actually have been to university, I want to go back to the study. So Forbes split these people in two different categories. And they said, who do you think makes the most money? Now, I want to ask you, who do you think made more money, the people that had been to university or hadn't been to university?
I've done the research as well, and it's the people that haven't went to university.
Okay.
An example. Whoa. Of that.
Okay, great.
Okay, now, here we go.
Let me share this. How much was the difference on average per person? So did you know that the richest people in the world, on average per person, the person that has not been to university is worth $300 million more on average than the people that have been to university? Why? Because if you just follow what somebody else wants you to do, then you're not thinking for yourself, right? If you think about the guys that, you know, quite often if I speak to someone that's a tradie, that's left school when they're in year 10, I'm not saying to do this, by the way, I'm just giving you an example.
Yep.
You leave school at year 10, what are they doing? They're going out on job sites, they're learning how to speak to people, whereas, you know, you're going the safe route. You know, if I've been at trying to excel in all my courses. I get to go to uni, but I've got no real life experience, right? That's what's going to give you lack of confidence, right? Now, what I'm trying to share with you is that even if, quote unquote, the worst thing happened with the HSC, it actually wouldn't make that much of a difference to your life.
Yep.
Right? In my schooling, in the last 2 years, I really struggled. And actually, I didn't do very well at all. I couldn't even get into uni. At that point, I got in like later as a mature age. But mate, I didn't focus on the study because I just couldn't really connect with it, right? Because I'm a person that thinks outside the box. If I was good at school, I wouldn't be doing what I was doing today because I would be thinking the way that school taught me to think. I'd be doing the things that people, you know, would normally be doing. But because I think outside the box, school couldn't be like, yeah, man, leave your job and try coach people about their emotions and do that for a living. Like that sounds ludicrous, right?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, how do you know what's out there waiting for you in life? It is not the be all or end all. Even if the worst thing happens, dude, you will be fine. I'm telling you that right now. I've worked with business owners and their limitations are, I can't succeed at business because I haven't got a degree. Mm-hmm. But they've got like three businesses, three locations, but they're holding on to the expectation that somebody else put onto them.
Interesting. Can I ask our second apprentice in studio? So Fred, thank you very much for this one. Sorry, your name again?
Isaac.
Isaac. So Isaac, what is your biggest challenge for you?
At the moment, it's also school.
Yeah.
I agree with Fred with everything he said. Like school, everything just puts onto you. If you don't go to university, if you fail all these classes and all that, you're dumb. Yeah. You're on the streets.
Where's the stress and pressure coming from?
Oh, all the like teachers, like everything you hear, like, oh, university is number one. Like you need to go there. If you don't go there, you're basically on the streets. So
right,
like. That's just like exaggeration, but like you know where I'm coming from.
It's an exaggeration that we saw $300 million.
I think that Fred wants to ask a question. You want it, Fred?
It's not just the parent. It's not just the teachers. It's also the parents.
The parents as well.
The right. Parents, like, because they'll be like, "Oh, this is for my own." I don't know about Isaac's, but my parents will be like, "I'm paying good fees for you. You do well," or. It's like,
yeah. Can I share one thought with you? Like, I was terrible in school. And, you know, not because I was dumb. Well, I think it was okay if it was dumb, but I tell you something from my experience. The day when my parents kicked me out when I was 14 years old, my grandfather took me to semi-military school. The best day actually happened to me at that stage when I went into War 91. And, you know, I mean, I said, like, okay, this is it. You know, I mean, this is now, this is my ground. But then I realized, as you said, later in life, and I need to now quote my son, you know, just finishing my degree in university, one of the highest degrees, and he says to me, it's easy for you to finish university because of five people work on your essays. I said, like, what do you mean? He said, yeah, you write your English research. I need to check your English. You know, another two professors for different university and somebody in my office. But he says to me, Daddy, pass, it's a pass. You did reading and everything else. So I just reinforce, I don't say school is bad, you know. I'm telling you, just go in school, collect the knowledge as much as you can. But as much as better you're putting yourself right now, it's going to reflect you a little bit later because after you finish in school, it's like university. So there's more pressure by parents, by society, by the others. But sooner or later in your life, you're going to change your opinion about life. And you, Davesh says, you know, you're going to change the careers, you know what I mean? And sometimes this university degrees has nothing to do with nothing what you want to do when you finish, right? Like I see my son studied medicine because he wants to be an architect, he wants to be this and that. It's so like, okay, dude, you know what I mean? You have the half a brain anyway, you know what I mean? The removing part of the brain. He said, just do what you make you happy. He said, medicine. I was like, God, my 7 years, I need to pay these fees. But it was a joke, right? So what I try to say, regardless what you decide, you're going to correct yourself later on. And then, you know, the best part it is, you can always reach Davesh Kumar and Matt Caruana. Do you know why the Matt Caruana is in a wheelchair?
Yeah, we heard before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he jumped a 35 meters tall building.
Yeah.
And today, he shares his experience. So, you see what I try to say to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a people who's going to support you there along the way.
And can I actually just...
No, you can't.
I'd add to that point.
And Matt, did you go to uni?
No, I didn't. So, yeah. I was going to add to that. So... For me, I never had parent pressures, and with school, I to be honest, I was like, screw it, I don't really want to listen to my teachers anyway. But and the reason I had that was because I read a book called Rich Dad Poor Dad, which opened up my eyes in terms of, okay, uni's not the only way of life, but every one of my friends was going to uni. Almost every single person that I knew in high school, they went to university. And a lot of them went to university, not knowing what the hell they wanted to do. They just went and got a marketing degree because everyone's going to uni. I want to go to uni too.
You know, Matt, what? I need to, yes, please continue.
And then I started questioning myself. Am I good enough? I think I need to go to uni now, right?
Yeah.
Because, I'm sharing my story, like, at a hospital program. Yeah. I'm just speaking, like, no, I didn't get a uni degree. And I started doubting myself. I really did. Then I got connected.
Doubt is a question I have for Davesh. That's what is the doubt. But you know what, Matt? This is why I love you even more. As I said before, guys, you know, I'm 40 years old. So I have a little bit more life than anybody else in this room. And on my Facebook friends, I have quite a number of friends, Davesh, from overseas. And my biggest challenge in life was always having the girl. And I always want to have that hottest, you know, brightest, you know, everything else. But none, she didn't want to lay the finger on me because, you know, I was a Jew when I was 13 years old and all these things and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I was never been attracted to men either. So, like, there's so many elements there, why not? And they all finished university, right? And I really admire for them. But the things changed later in their life. You know, I wanted more. I was starving for more in my life. I want to have them my home. I want to have them my family, you know, the kid. And things, when I start doing things because things I loved, somehow things start coming to me. I mean, in the sense of, you know, I can be paid for my work and, you know, I can afford a home. And then I opened my Facebook page, my peers from the primary school. Yeah, they have university. But let me tell you, these people are different. Different, totally different from what I expected they're going to be when we were kids, right? The bitching in morning, oh, my job, my life, and the summer comes, everybody drinks a cocktail. That's a period of time now in Croatia, right? Everything's beautiful and sunny. And then comes the, again, autumn, winter, you know what I mean? And it's all dark lives. You're listening to Line 90.5, Matthew Caruana, Mario Beckerswede, Davesh Kumar, and our two guests, Fred, Ed, Isaac. Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you on website live905.com.au. This awesome interview with Davesh Kumar is going to be after 6:30 p.m. on a Business Insights podcast with Matt and Mario and our awesome guests in studio, Fred and Isaac. They share 16 years old stress problems. So listen to this.
Alive 90.5.
We go in circles, you and me. But you say the same things, but never what we mean. I know that you wanna play games, but not tonight, not tonight, not tonight, please. Just give me a taste, so I know I'm alive. Cause I keep dancing on the edge of the night. And what's so wrong, that is right. Let's forget the world.
to Alive 90.5, playing cool music.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jack. What's your name?
Sam.
Ah, Sam, nice. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from...
Blacktown! Blacktown! Woo! Blacktown! Blacktown! Whoa! Blacktown City, we love you! Blacktown! Blacktown! Oh, yeah? Yeah, don't think I've ever been.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
COVID-19 vaccines are voluntary and free for everyone in Australia. You do not need a Medicare card to get your vaccination at GP respiratory clinics or at your local state or territory vaccination clinic. You will only need a Medicare card if you want to get your vaccinations at your local GP. Information you provide at your vaccination is private and only used for medical purposes. For more information, call 1800 020 080. For translating and interpreting services, call 131 450.
28 minutes to 2 here on Alive 90.5. This is your sound, your community. Business Insights with Mario and Matt in studio live with Devesh Kumar.
And we are very thankful for our guest today in the studio. I'd like to say thank you for Isaac. I'd like to say thank you to the Fred, Tabitha and Flint, I think.
Sure. Flynn, yeah.
Flynn. That was awesome young people who are looking, and they showed interest, you know, to explore their knowledge to the radio station. And of course, to our Dennis Ensley, who is a board member and treasurer, who has brought those young people to share with us today, studio with us. But let's go come back to the one point, Matt. Okay, we spoke about everything. Now I have the question for you.
Okay.
Now my goal is to be, I want to be a billionaire. So back. So no. You'll not take me there. I'm not saying now. I'm off the record. But for example, if I become what I want, billionaire, do you believe that my life is going to be perfect? What do you think, Matt?
God, no. Well, the thing is, right, we all...
Yuck, what, chicks, drugs, parties. No?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Well, everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we all value what we don't have in our life, what we perceive to not have in our life.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yes.
So if we're feeling a lack of income or money in our life, shit, well, if I had $50 million, my issues would be solved.
Yeah.
Right?
So, no problems. If you're rich, no problems. Devesh, what do you think?
Devesh, what do you reckon?
Well, this is... I love this topic because...
So, you agree. Okay, that's good.
firstly, if you went to Africa or somewhere right now, I'm sure you'd be a millionaire with a currency exchange. So, it's really not that far away.
Okay, that's true. So, what's your experience with that one? What do you see, Devesh?
Sure.
Let's just say Matt and I have the goal to become the stars on the radio and become the billionaires. Do you believe that our life's going to be sorted out then?
So this is a great point. Now, the people I specifically work with are people that have kind of gotten to a place where they have a certain degree of success in their life because they're the ones that are ready for the real conversation. I'm not as interested working with somebody that's trying to make their first $10,000 a month and just focus on the strategy and the 7-step system. I'm not the strategy guy. We have strategies, but there's reasons why you don't utilize them. There's an identity shift, right? So the people that I work with often have, you know, they don't have scarcity around money. They're quite well established. They're doing quite well in some areas.
So they have a good life.
They have a good life. Well, they have a quote-unquote good life, right?
What are you quoting? It's a good life. You just have to have everything. Eh?
So let me get to that. So the... you know, it's quote unquote, the biggest client I worked with, you know, he was making, you know, the most he'd made is $10 million a year. And, you know, he's had over 1,000 TV appearances on CBNC and radio and things like that. Now, when I started working with him at that point in time, this guy was $30 million in debt. He was in a situation in an overseas country where the government was trying to make an example of him. He had gangsters after him.
His wife was signing paperwork behind the scenes. And when I spoke to him, he wasn't that connected with his family. And he was so lonely that even though his wife was signing paperwork and screwing him over, he was staying with her because he couldn't bear to be alone.
Wow.
Right? And I speak to this guy and I ask him, what's going on? What's the problem? And he starts telling me that he has an AMG, but when he goes to a friend's house, he parks it around the corner because he grew up poor. He grew up and he literally, his words were, I'm living a billion-dollar lifestyle on a government household mindset. I will never forget those words. I will never forget those words.
So what does that mean? So second, Alinda,
a billion-dollar lifestyle
on
with a government pension mindset.
What
does that mean there? Like I tried to translate. I'm sorry, but
government,
I'm old, you know, my brain doesn't work that fast. So like translate.
Sure. So it's like someone that grew up in government housing. The identity is that I'm not rich. Things don't come to me easily, right? So even though he made a lot of money, inside he associated with being somebody that had resistance towards it, right? And look at his life situation. He had the thing that he wanted, but he didn't have the happiness. Within 6 months of us working together, you know, he's made the $30 million back. He's actually made an extra $100,000 on top of that profit, pure profit per month. And he gave me a testimonial, and this is what he said. He said that he, when he first met me, didn't know where the first dollar was going to come from. His company's now going from $10 million to $100 million, but that's not the best part. The best part is that I'm happy, and I don't know many rich people that are happy. That's literally his words. I've got that on video. Another person I've worked with, when I first spoke to him, I said, what's going on? And he's like, well, I want to make an extra $1 million this year. I think he was, you know, he'd made $5 million in his property portfolio. And I asked him, what do you want to do this year? And he's like, I want to make an extra $1 million. Then we start having a conversation. 2 hours later, I find the truth. For the last 16 years, this guy has been having thoughts of being eaten alive or being bashed to death. When he goes to a cafe, he can't stand at the counter if there's somebody behind him. He has to face his back to the wall. He sleeps with a knife under his pillow. When he walks around, he carries a pen in his pocket because he's ready to protect himself if someone tries to attack him. He's got this deep fear that he's never told anybody about. He's making millions of dollars, but he's been carrying this with him for the past 15 years in silence. The guys that are the richest, they have the hardest time connecting with people because, firstly, psychologists, psychiatrists, you know, they don't understand the journey that somebody goes through when in the process of growing their business. You know, a lot of people get PTSD and trauma and depression in the pursuit of losing their own identity and being a totally new person, right? The act of setting a goal is to actually defy everything that you've ever been. And they go through it alone and they can't relate to people. Oh man, I wish I had your problems. You're a multimillionaire. Oh, with depression, so what? Right? And it's very hard for them to connect with individuals that can have the real conversations.
You know what? I know what I would like to have. You know this movie, Limitless?
Yeah.
You know when he takes a pillow, it's like, and that will be good. But I have a good question for you. It's a trick question, so deep breath now. It's a really trick question, right?
Sure.
Why you want to help other people? We take a short break. We're listening live. 90.5 Business Insights with Matt Caruana, Mario Beckes, two sexiest voices in Sydney. And you love this radio station. You love this radio show. Thank you, everybody, for listening live. 90.5. We take a short break now.
Alive 90.5. Passing every red light. I know I'm in over my head. A rebel that I don't hide. Remember all the words that you said. Even if the love was hurting, I'll be yours, I'll be yours again. I can feel that fire's burning. Give me more. So tell me, would you feel my love? Your love.
your eyes. Even if the love was hurting, I'll be yours, I'll be yours again. I can feel that fire's burning, give me more. So tell me, would you feel my blood?
Crispy pork crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02 8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Do you know you can upgrade your existing pool pump, chlorinator and heating to world-class energy efficiency? We have been advising customers on ways to improve their pool energy efficiency for many years and can discuss and offer several energy strategies that will reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. Speak to one of the team on 9651 4799 or visit Dural Pool Shop opposite the Vicar Hotel on New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool looking just how you want it.
A proud station sponsor.
And you're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt Caron and Mario Beckers, the greatest radio station on the planet, Live 90.5. I'd like to say thank you to all sponsors for this great radio station. I'd like to say thank you to our guest in studio, Davesh Kumar. Davesh, before we took the break, and you know, you have the one brain freeze, so, you know, I mean, you know, call the friend and the helplines, all this one 50-50 doesn't work anymore. This is the second time you freezed. Before we go for the break, you know, this is a conversation I like to have, because in a business world, everything is very serious, but I realize very early when I develop a relationship with some of the executive management or people, they're humans after all. Mm. They love to laugh, and as long as you're genuinely honest person, they will laugh with you and they'll share the story, life and so on. But the question I did have for you was, thank you, Matt, there's no music, it's coming right moment. Why you want to help the people? Mm. Why do you want to help people? What motivates you? What pushes you? What engine inside of you? Did you have that some experience as well? And
So the biggest reason is because I get to actually co-create the world that I want to live in, right?
Okay.
Because as I'm walking about, right, people often don't see you as you are. They're just caught up in the cycle of emotions that they're normally habitually used to feeling, and they're caught up in this loop, right? So the more I can help people be self-aware, we need, first of all, people right now that are examples of what could be, of leading with your values, leading with your visions. And we need that, because without that, there's a lot of people that are living without ever having truly lived. Like, my biggest fear is that I'm caught up living my life based on someone else's expectations. I'm trying to meet someone else's expectations. I'm showing up and I'm having all these fears in my body. And I'm like, I don't know where these fears are coming from, but I'm just giving into them. And I'm just slogging like this racehorse, living this existence that, and never feeling like I've fully lived. And as I stepped away from corporate, you know, it's been 7 years now, almost 7 years. As I stepped away from it, I just realized, you know, I was surrounded by people. Let me give you an example. One of the companies I worked for, the managing director organized a meditation class that was 12 weeks long, where he got this guy to come in and he got them to do a 3-hour meditation class during work. Did you? Honestly, like, you think it's...
Wake me up before you bogus. <sorry. laughs> Okay.
So I joined it just because I wanted to bludge off work. This is when I was like,
of course,
22.
Everybody does this.
Right. Now, this changed my life. Like, the meditation, he'd get you to sit in a room and it'd be absolute silence and he's just listening to everything and it's just stillness. And after two and a half hours, you were just in bliss. But there was one guy that could never actually relax, and he was the managing director. He'd be the one fidgeting. The guy who's got the most money, who's organized, who's leading this, is the one guy that can't sit with himself because he's got so much going on.
What do you mean?
Right.
What do you mean by this saying he's going too much going on?
Sure. So once again, expectations. Some guy who's head of a company, imagine how much expectations you're carrying, right?
Yes.
If you've never actually stopped and actually said, okay, right, what's my vision for the company? What are my values? What kind of leadership style do I have? The business will never outgrow you. If you're tuned in to, you know, constantly overthinking and constantly having all these thoughts, then you'll project that on to your team and your staff and it'll affect your business, right?
So how do we know when is enough? I'm sorry to cut you short.
Sure.
But so if you're managing director, like, you know, of course you want more, and it looks like in a way you're explaining like people overthinking. So obviously they want more. They worry about things, employees and monies and whatever it is. But what actually it is the limit is happiness. What happiness is when we know when we are, it's enough for us, and then we can enjoy and not kill ourselves with overthinking.
Sure. So the good news and the bad news, remember, I'm going to go back to, actually it's all good news, right? If I go back to the juggling ball philosophy,
yeah.
There's never the, look, this is the one thing I'm going to say. You're never going to get to a point where you're like, I've done this and it's fine now. My life is on track.
Yes.
That's never going to happen.
Okay.
Right? If it does, all you're really doing is avoiding something that you want to face by making the money, doing all this stuff. But there's something that you're avoiding by living that. And there'll come a point where the voice inside you will be like, I need to explore that because this is really impacting my life. And that's why the rule that I have is I can't work with somebody that's on antidepressant medication, right? Because that they tune out of tuning into their own emotions. But there's a person that says there's something that I'm feeling and I actually want to rectify this. So I want to be able to be present. Like, doesn't matter how good you are at sales. If you walk up to a client and all of a sudden your palms get sweaty and you have insecurities, you could be the most switched on guy, but your neurology will take over. And it will totally smash you. So you have this opportunity to be something out in the world. And we're all living like this. There's people right now with gifts, amazing talents, but they're not sharing them. And we need people to share them. We need it because that's what gives people hope. It's not about waiting for things to go back to normal, waiting for my industry to be good. You could follow every single thing your parents and society tell you to do. And the very next year, your life could go to shit. Your industry could collapse, your marriage could end, then what? You're only validated by your job title. But if you live by your values, you can wake up in the day, if everything was taken away from you, could you stand firm in the conviction of what you're here to bring to the table? That's what it's about. And for me, you could take everything away from me, but the thing that makes me who I am is the person that I've always been. I'm a person that will deeply connect. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, if I'm out there at the shopping center, if I'm speaking on the radio, if I'm speaking to a person, the person that I am is somebody that deeply connects with people. And that is what I'm here to do, because without that, I can't live. So okay. I have to connect with people.
I need to cut you off here, sure. Because you know what the most convincing about Daveshir is?
What do you think it is?
Okay, first of all, he can say in one breath. That's unbelievable. Like, oh, for me, it doesn't work that way because I need to think on English and translate it in Croatian, back on English and everything else. But there is a difference between the people like yourself. There's a difference between people who has a channels with a millions of followers who are materialized and they monetize their views of, you know, business coaching or, you know, whatever you want to call this. With a Hollywood smile and they had a million followers and they're just, you know, juggling same words, different way, you know, rephrasing, you know, redefining, but overall they come to the same thing. Why are you convincing? Why will I always go to you? Because you believe what you're saying. I'm just observing you now. Like, you know, forget, you know, sometimes I need to put myself in position. You know, all my life I would work in human intelligence. That was my, you know, intelligence and in espionage. Any interrogations in the practice, but you know, I know how to judge when people talk by convince what they're saying, or the people just saying just to sell you. You know, maybe the Hollywood smile. So this is the reason why I believe the people should come to you. So like everybody, search for Davesh Kumar. Just quote Matt Caruana. You get the 50% of the discounts of the services and products with Davesh. And don't quote me. You'll get nothing. Now look at him for this
more.
One. What do you think? We should take a short break, another one, before we wind up?
One short break before we wind up. It sounds good. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. We're in the studio with Davesh Kumar. What a conversation it's been. It's going to continue on. I'm looking forward to the end of it.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts. Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid timber, engineered, laminate and vinyl flooring, as well as carpet, blinds and shutters. An authorised dealer of major brands like Boral, Preference and Quickstep. Call 98946660 or visit setimbers.com.au to arrange a free quote today. Station sponsor, SE Timber Floors and Shutters, ingrained quality.
Hello, I'm Sam Amone and Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, the specialist in residential management. Call us on 9980 9860. We pride ourselves on taking the stress out of property management, looking after you and your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, call me, Sam Amone from Cherrybrook Real Estate, 9980 9860.
Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
Fading light, hearts collide, shadows dance in the distance. Something just ain't right, I'm cold inside. Help me find what I'm missing. We're all scared to fly, still we try. Learn to be brave, see the other side. Won't you lead me there, have no fear. Close your eyes, find paradise. Oh my, my, my. There's a thousand miles between you and I. Oh my, my, my. Just a thousand miles between me and paradise. Has gone, the morning's won. We're gonna feel something different. It will set you free if you just tell me every secret. I listen. We're all scared to fly, still we try. Learn to be brave, see the other side. Won't you lead me there? Have no fear. Close your eyes, find paradise, paradise, paradise. Close your eyes, find paradise, paradise, paradise. Close your eyes, find para. Oh my, my, my. There's a thousand miles between you.
Five.
6 minutes to two on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We're currently sitting at 19 degrees. It's a warm, sunny Friday afternoon. I'm very, very, very blessed to be in studio here with Devesh. Guys, this podcast, this interview has been phenomenal. I'm just a sponge. Like Mario said earlier, I'm just taking in everything and really grateful that Devesh said yes. What an opportunity it has been for myself, Mario, the four apprentices we had in today, and also everyone listening live in studio. Devesh, Devesh, Devesh. For someone who has such a wealth of wisdom to pass on, you keep quiet.
Mm.
You do. You do. Do you, and these, how I say it, the loudest voices in the room in the world, really, what they're passing on isn't always the best. Why do you think that is?
I just believe that everybody's got something to offer for somebody who's ready for them. So I might be, you know, five steps ahead, where somebody else might prefer to relate with somebody that's two steps ahead, right? So often the people that are 10 steps ahead, they're too far removed from the everyday person, and it's hard for them to connect with the people that are kind of where they haven't been for a long time. So I think, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, everybody's, we're kind of like all moving together this one big rock, and we're just moving it from different angles. So I just see myself, you know, look, I don't need 1,000 clients. I just need, you know, 8 people that I work with at a time over 3, 6, or 12 months, right? So I don't need millions of people. I just get to be me. And if you resonate with it, then that's great. If you don't, then that's totally fine. There's no neediness. Everybody at some level is perfect for someone.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. Really, really good way to put it. Because so often we think, oh, my business needs to reach everyone. Like, and my message is universal and all this stuff. And then, like, someone might get a bad comment on a Facebook post. I remember the first time I got a comment that challenged me. Someone thought I was taking the piss out of people with spinal cord injuries because I posted a video of me on the bike and saying, don't let people dictate your goals, that you have the power within you to create your own life and push through any obstacle that comes your way. And someone thought that was quote unquote satire, and he, not gonna lie, I took that personally. And I thought, wow, I feel like there's something I can give to this guy, I can add value to him. But no, he wasn't ready. We weren't aligned, right?
Absolutely. So there's two things I want to say there. Number one is that the people that judge you often need you the most.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Whether they're willing to accept it or not, but if you've triggered something inside him, then that's brought something up in him that he's not willing to face, and he's putting up the shield of anger to protect himself from going deeper to what's really beneath it. Right? Maybe there's an inadequacy. Maybe there's a belief that life's not fair and things aren't working out. And if you're doing it, your presence is actually sometimes a trigger for the other person who's not doing it, because you are reminding him of what he's not doing.
So am I a threat in that time, do you think?
Your presence is a threat to his belief system. And what happens is his neurology starts rejecting and moving away from it because he can't handle the emotions that come up when he's in your presence.
Wow.
Anytime we avoid something, it simply means that we are not able to manage the emotions that come up whilst we're in the pursuit of it, which means that you're assuming in your mind, based on how things have been in the past and your beliefs, that when I'm going towards something, it's going to cause me discomfort. So your body creates the feeling to get you ready for what you think is coming.
That makes, I mean, that just, yeah, it brings up a lot for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? What would you relate that back to, if you don't mind me asking you?
That's very interesting, but, you know, I need to cut you off again.
Sure.
That's my business here. You know, you know.
Okay.
It's
you have emotions, you have the love, and then you have the referee. It's called the intuition, which is me. It's time to cut you off, Devesh. You need to come back again.
Sure.
2 hours fly away. Before we go, do you mind to share with our listeners how they can reach you?
Absolutely. So I will just link you back to my Facebook business page. And my website went down this morning, but it is bit.ly/DeveshK. And that will take you to my Facebook business page. Just send me a message. I'm all about having a real conversation. So if you resonated with this, just send me a message. Just say, hey, I really enjoyed that. And, you know, we can have a conversation. There's no pressure. I just like getting to know people. And that's always a start of everything. So
such an authentic.
And then you can quote Matthew Caruana, 50% discount for the all product services with Devesh. Devesh, thank you very much for being our guest today. And I'm inviting all our listeners on Alive 90.5. Come on website, alive905.com.au, after 6:30 today, 6:30 p.m. today afternoon. And you can hear this interview.